Jim, Guide Dogs Tasmania have 4 new puppies arriving in August, and at this stage, nowhere for them to go, which is horrible. Without the commitment and contribution of puppy development volunteers, they simply wouldn't be able to train the incredible dogs who provide vital assistance and independence for so many Tasmanians living with disability. So we thought, why not bring in some beautiful people and beautiful puppies from Guide Dogs Tasmania? Please welcome the program manager from Guide Dogs Tasmania, Kim Ryan. Kim, welcome.
Thank you. And I'm glad you mentioned the people before the puppies, because that's very unusual.
We've got to butter you up. You're the one talking.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be a very interesting interview if we just chatted the dogs.
Yeah, well, we have got one that may talk to us today, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, can you tell us who, because, I mean, it just ruined Gossip Grace beforehand, or made it better. But can you introduce us to who we do have here?
So in the studio today, we've got 2-year-old Zazu, who has just finished his formal training and about to go out to a client. We have 10-month-old Frida, who was on our puppy program, and 14-week-old Quazi, who is currently trying to steal all the toys off the big kids and make his presence known.
Can I ask you, Kim, so at the moment you have these dogs, so you need more people to train them or look after them? How does it work?
We need volunteers to look after them. So we need people to open up their homes, their hearts and their time to raise the pups from 8 weeks of age until around about 16 months. It's a huge commitment, big dedication, and it is very hard to give them back. But when you see the dogs out there helping Tasmanians that need them, it's really, really rewarding.
So when you talk about looking after these dogs, is there training that goes with it? Like, so they get that from you guys as well?
Certainly. So we're there to help them all the way. So we meet with them once a week. We give them guidance. We help them take the dog on the bus for the first time, on the escalator for the first time. We have group monthly training sessions, which are great fun, where they're actually learning about animal behaviour and pet first aid and different topics along the way. And we have a fantastic community of volunteers in Tasmania, where we have mentors that support each other. And it really is a great family that we're developing here in Tassie.
Kim, for people who have taken these dogs in, helped train them in their younger years, and then they've gone on to help other people, when they see the dogs at their home helping out these people, how does it make them feel to be like, I've helped this dog and this dog is now helping somebody else, making a difference?
I think it's a very big emotional impact. So we have volunteers on our program that have been on our program for over 20 years. So we must be doing something right. But what we need them to do is grow our program. So when I watch the volunteers that have done it, they come and do a blindfold walk with their dog before they go to the client. There's tears in their face. They come to graduation ceremony. I'm trying to stop crying before I go up and do my speech at graduation. So it is just amazing to see the impact these dogs have. But it's a 2-year commitment to get the dogs ready for the clients. So we're asking for as much Tasmanian help as possible. We did have a little bit of a pause during COVID, so now we have a higher number of pups arriving, and we are commencing our breeding program in Tassie to try and protect us in the future if we did have to close borders as well. So that's that need. We need people to help us, need people to come on board. All costs are covered by us. We provide the vet fees, we provide the food, we provide the equipment, and we have a wonderful team of puppy staff that support you along the way as well.
Absolutely. So if people are listening to the show this morning and they want to get involved, how is the best way to go about that?
So if they look on our website, guidedogstas.com.au, and they go to Get Involved and to the Puppy Raising tab, there is some information on there. There's information about being a full-time puppy raiser or a short-term boarder, where they support the program as well. And if they contact us this week, we are running some online information sessions on Friday and Monday. So if they just go to that link, make contact with us, we'll give them the Zoom link for those info sessions.
I just want people to know that noise that you're hearing in the background, that is not the puppies. That is producer Grace. She's hungry.
Yes.
And she hasn't had her breakfast.
Yeah, she gets very hangry.
Yeah.
we'll take for breakfast after, Grace, okay? Yeah.
We're looking for a Grace trainer as well at Jimmy Nath Instagram. Well, Kim, thank you so much for coming, and we really do appreciate it. Thanks for bringing all the little special friends in here as well. It's going to be very difficult for you to leave. I just need you to know this, Kim. You probably anticipated that.
It was hard enough coming in, but we got in with their coats on. Now that the coats are off, it's going to be a different story.
Okay. Kim, Program Manager from Guide Dogs Tasmania, we cannot thank you enough for joining us on the show this morning. Go and help them out, guys. That website, again, if people do want to go and find some more information out. Kim, what was that?
GuideDogsTas.com.au, and thank you so much for helping us spread this need that we need this help.
Thank you very much, Kim. We appreciate it. All right, here's the Kid Leroy, Miley Cyrus, Without You. Hobart's Hit 100.9. You are with Jimmy Nath. We're going to go play with some puppies while this song plays, I think. Good morning.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.